Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, it's time for couples therapy, where we sort out any issues you have, and we do it so it's super cheap for you. Because, well, I mean,
well,
it's
expensive. Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay,
are there any couples therapists in town that can boast 100% success rate? Just us. All right.
I love your media marketing plan with couples
therapy.
There.
Just us. You're welcome, Lincoln.
Well, especially because we never claim to fix anything. We just claim we'll pull the people.
Right.
And
we'll 100% laugh and giggle about it.
Exactly.
That's
and
on our billboard.
We are good at. All right. Who do we have, JP?
We are bringing in Katie, who has an issue that she needs us to basically intervene with her husband.
Okay.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so what's going on? What's the issue between you
Lay
and
it
husband?
Out there. We'll solve this. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to talk to you guys this morning.
We're excited to talk
first,
to you.
Okay, so I need to tell you that my husband, Rob, and I absolutely love your show. So thank you for that.
We like you already.
And, yeah. So, but for the sake of this morning and this call to you, I got to say that I'm loving you guys a little bit more this morning.
Okay, so you like our show more than your husband.
Yeah,
all right, slightly
buttering us up a little.
The meter is going her direction. Yes.
So it's beautiful now, right? I mean, the weather's getting really nice, and I love the warm weather. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to, like, get in the pool. And I know you guys are probably excited, too. It's, you know, it's great. It's been really cold, and it's been great that it's warming up now.
Yes.
Except warm weather means huge problems for me.
Okay. Why?
So, well, because once it reaches, not even 75 degrees, my husband, who's 48 years young, he only wears bro tanks, cargo shorts, and flip-flops.
I'm sorry.
Everywhere. So embarrassing. Like, it's like so bad.
I'm sorry.
I am like 90% sure that I think he hides his clothes, so that's all he can wear. It's ridiculous.
I swear you own things with sleeves. Where are they?
I just
so
want
embarrassing.
You to know. Your
it
husband's
totally
my power
doesn't matter
animal.
Even where we go.
Really? So, everywhere?
Yeah. Like, we can go out to eat at a really nice restaurant. We could be at a ball game. We could even go to the Wilderness Ridge for a cocktail after work on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
And there he is in his bro tank cargos and flip-flops.
You might need extra pockets, and that's why they're on the sides of the shorts.
He's way too old for this. This is so embarrassing.
Oh, well.
No guy approaching 50 should look like they're trying to be a frat boy. Seriously.
Now, I will say, and this is 100%, this is 100% a personal opinion. Everyone's allowed to wear what they want. I think tank tops look silly on men all the time.
Oh, man.
All the time, regardless of age. I don't know. It's unless you're, like, at the beach.
I love me a good bro tank.
You know, he's got a nice body. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, almost 50 and 300 pounds. I mean, he's got a nice body, but still, he's almost 50. Come
All right.
On.
Literally, somebody gave one to my four-year-old, and I was like, no.
That's
I
awesome.
Tried, and I was like, you look ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Put him in it and let him rock it.
That's so funny.
Bro tanks are awesome.
My husband's fully aware. This is 100% a personal opinion, but I don't know why
like
he just looks so silly
them.
To me.
No, they're so good. All right, so your husband's on the line with us.
Rob, good morning, Rob.
Rob, what up?
Wow. I was just doing push-ups, and I feel funny now talking to you guys.
That's so funny.
All right, so explain the bro tank thing. What's going on here?
Defend yourself.
I mean, come on. Seriously, 50, or right? 50 is the new 30. Isn't that what we hear?
That's right.
That was
this
the last time my cargo shorts fit, okay?
The fact that they fit. Nice.
So to be clear, I don't think there's anything wrong with any of this stuff. You know, look, I'm young, right? You're young as you feel, and I've been on testosterone shots for like 4 months.
Okay.
After about 3 or 4 weeks, I definitely started to like see this, you know, my body come back to life instead of an older dude.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that it's a rebirth for me, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that at 48, I'm probably in as good, if not better, shape than I've been in my life, where I've got, you know, a little, some arms and thighs and in even my stomach. I finally got it, you know, I've got a little cut going on. Nice. And I'm going to tell you that I'm offended. Why can't I freaking show off my body, regardless of how old I am, and to wear shorts and a bro top or, you know, a tank? Dude, I just bought one that said, literally on a blue tank I just bought, it goes, "Sun's out, guns out." Does that make sense?
We might be having separate arguments.
Guns are out. I like it.
Are you? Do you have super buff toes or something?
You can find that, by the way. You can go look that up on the internet. You'll see the shirt I just bought. Yeah.
I'm confused as to why that would cause you to wear flip-flops to a fancy restaurant.
Comfortable.
It's comfortable.
I do that in the summer.
Thank you very much. There's nothing wrong with, it's like just wearing a nice bright yellow shirt in spring. Everybody around you is like, yeah, it's spring. That's my statement. Okay?
I go
there
to
like
Wilderness
eight
Ridge
different
and
arguments here.
And they're like, that's just Husker Nick. So they get it. Like, they just get it.
Why is it okay for women to wear, you know, tanks or camis, and they show off their arms and their stomach? But guys can't do anything like that. Well, I don't get it. What's up with this?
There's dressy flip flops. I've seen them. I'm like, how are you wearing
flip flops?
I would like a little flower that's got like these fake little diamondy things on it, and it's really nice.
No. And by the way, there are some serious flip flops that are like $80-$90 a pair.
That's right.
It's like,
nice.
It's like you could wear them with a suit, right?
Yeah.
Suit flip flops. That's a good
idea.
Okay.
You just now you're
I buy Under Armour. I buy Nike. I got great stuff. I've got from Shields and The Gap. Dude, I look good. And although I'm 50 or almost, I mean, come on. I don't think you'd know it if you saw me, you know, after a set of
Katie, is
gym.
This about age or is this about dressing for your circumstance?
No, I mean, come on. I'm older too, and I don't wear mini skirts, you know, so my butt
could
hang out. But no, that would just honey, there's a protocol, you know?
All right, we got to take it to the people.
You should look nice.
Real quick, I'm on his team. Whose team are you guys on? We gotta get to the people.
I think it's fair to ask that you wear decent clothes when you go out.
He said
to
he wears them
place.
Everywhere. This all is right. All he wears.
Here we go.
Is it about just going out and eating, or is it about being who you are then participating?
And I'm with him on cargo shorts. I got two little kids. I gotta put stuff in those pockets.
Right, everywhere.
That's right.
Let's take it to the people.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You need to pick a side. 466-9696. Are you team Katie and Rob shouldn't be wearing the bro tanks and the cargo shorts? Or are you team Rob and he's worked hard? He wants to show off what he's done.
That's right. Team Rob.
So are you team Rob, team Katie? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Get to the poll now.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kix 96.9.
It's couples therapy, and we take it to the people now, where we are deciding the fate of Rob's bro tanks.
Oh, man. Rob, rock the bro tank.
Rebecca on Facebook says, Team Rob, so long as he's groomed and everything is clean and fits. And Kyle says, come on, even frat boys wear suits sometimes.
I'm sure he wears something different to work. Do you wear something different to work, Rob?
Maybe. Depends on the weather, right?
Wait. So Katie said, you wear something nicer to work. You change into that to go to a fancy place to have drinks after work? You change into a bro tank and flip-flops?
You see what I deal with?
Listen, isn't life about comfort? I mean, seriously,
right? The creature comforts. Yeah, that's for sure.
No, honey,
and the only reason they tell us to even wear underwear is just in case we get in an accident.
Okay,
other than that,
JP or buddies.
Right?
Why are you shaking your head, JP?
I didn't shake my head.
I feel like we're getting a deeper and deeper look into Rob's true psyche here.
I like Rob.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Thought I'd go ahead and play some Kenny Chesney.
Cargo shorts without underwear sounds horrible.
Actually quite comfortable.
Oh, but there's like
if
thick seams and stuff.
Comes
nope.
Through, you can see it. That butt crack.
Swear your calls and
that'll get you.
Couples therapy.
Get you
now.
Quick.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
It's couples therapy where you're deciding the fate of Rob's bro tanks and cargo shorts.
I think I figured this out a little bit too, by the way.
All right.
It's because he's on that TRT. testosterone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start doing this, JP. He is an alpha now. He's getting back to being an alpha. And he wants to wear those sleeveless shirts. Get them arms out.
50.
Yes,
man.
I like it.
All right, so what side are you on?
You already wear bro tanks, JP.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
I love me a good bro tank. I will own that till the day I die.
So we've asked you to pick a side. Katie thinks her husband, Rob, shouldn't wear bro tanks and cargo shorts. Rob wants to show off all the hard work he's done and get in shape. And we want to know what side you're on.
Also, cargo shorts are practical. Like, here's the deal. I told my wife this one time when she told me not to wear cargo shorts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, then fine. I will never carry your wallet. I will
That's
not carry your license,
point.
Your keys, none of that stuff when we go to a concert.
Now, I thought you guys said
not
cargo
happening.
Shorts make you look old.
No, I love them. That's all I own. Cargo shorts. I can carry all sorts of stuff.
You guys seem to know all the rules for this better than I.
Cargo
I thought cargo shorts were for old guys.
Oh, no.
Nah.
I am also 37, almost 38. So maybe I crossed over. I have no idea. Don't know. Love them.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I have so much to say about this, but I am totally with the guys.
You're a Team Rob, okay?
Yes.
Katie, you gasped.
Yeah. I am totally with the guys just because I have, like, friends of mine that are age 50 that have really rocking bodies, better than friends of mine who are age 20. And they can show them off, I feel like, if they want. If they're proud of their progress, I feel like them showing it off builds.
Yeah, you can do all that and show it off a little bit.
That's
Audrey
right.
starts out on Rob's team, but it takes it. Hold on. Audrey on Facebook says.
She's on a trip, and
yes.
she's figuring it out as she goes.
Audrey says, all for the bro tanks. My husband loves them, but they are not allowed at restaurants or date nights, strictly for at home or outdoors in the sun.
Oh.
It started out well for you, Rob, and then it kind of took a journey.
We had another caller. We had another caller that's 50-50, but thinks that maybe a sleeveless shirt's like Larry the Cable Guy would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
This guy has no class at all.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Oh, have you ever worn cargo shorts?
Yeah, but not out in a nice restaurant.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Team Katie.
When his wife's out with a gentleman, he'll talk a different story.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Right.
I know, that was pretty... He's
going to
fight
you. He brought out his angry
eyes.
He's like,
you wearing a bro tank? I'm going to fight you over that bro tank.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to run into that guy in my tank top.
No, okay. Don't do that.
Hi, Kix, you're on Couples Therapy. What side are you on?
I'm kind of leaning towards the wife, but I have maybe a compromise that he doesn't wear any sort of tank top when you're around food, because who really wants to see armpit hair when they're eating?
That's true. Unless you've gone
and sad.
Really quickly, there's a major problem here. What did you say your name was?
Linnell,
I love you to death.
But okay.
Compromise
I love you too.
Is not something that happens in marriage.
No. Yeah, and hey, I'm divorced, so I know what to do next time around.
We appreciate you.
I mean, the armpit hair, just as long as you don't have little, like, white bollies in there from your deodorant.
Don't braid it.
That, right?
You do the People gel, the not little, the white bollies.
Yeah. Tweet coming in. This is from Luke. Luke says, not a bro tank fan, but camo cargs all day long. You know it. I got two pair of those bad boys.
Camo ones are the
I'm
best.
Invisible from the waist to my knees. Woo!
Just a torso.
You don't know
around.
What's happening. You're like, I see bottom legs and an upper body. No middle area.
Let's get one more call. Hi, Kix.
I am on Katie's side, but I have to explain.
Okay.
I'm on Katie's side because I think she only wants him to dress, I don't want to say better, but maybe more appropriate for situations, like if they're going out to dinner, maybe he could dress a little nicer. I don't think she wants him to stop wearing them completely, but if he could do it basically what Lauren said situationally, I think they would both be happy because then he would be giving her what she wants, kind of. But he'd still get what he wants.
Katie, does that feel like an accurate assessment to you?
You know, I could live with that compromise.
Mm. That's a compromise, at least based on the situation?
I could live with that compromise.
What if he took a dress button-up shirt and cut it into a bro tank?
Oh, God.
So then he had the button-up portion of this. So if you
that
wore like a nice...
Tacky. That would
there
be
are some.
So hot.
I have seen some.
There you go. See?
I don't know where it's like American Eagle.
Oh, she likes it.
Yeah.
I think at American Eagle, you can get those collared button shirts
with the sleeves that are automatically gone.
Really? So
they look pretty classy.
Boom!
That was some like deck shoes.
That might be a some cargo Stampede shorts. Shirt for me now.
You can't wear that without a mullet. God.
I mean,
no way.
That's awesome.
You'll get arrested.
You will not get arrested.
No, you absolutely, like, there's a law, I think. You can't wear something like that without a mullet.
Only, we need a mullet wigs for only, Stampede and those
the
outfits.
The only drawback of that situation is I'm pretty sure American Eagle, like Aeropostale,
yeah,
they're only for, like, teenagers. Like, it can't, like, if JP goes walking into... In American Eagle, they're going to think you're there to kidnap somebody.
Rob and I need to go in there together. We pick out some good sleeveless shirts.
I think we found something for Stampede. I'll tell you that.
I
kind of want to invite Rob to Stampede.
Right?
Like, maybe can we invite them to come with us?
You know, that's a great idea. Because
this has been really fun.
Stampede is the perfect situation for bro
tanks. All I wear bro tanks and cargo shorts. You know, the only thing, Rob, let me ask you this. There's only one thing in the world better, and tell me if you agree, than bro tank and cargo shorts and flip flops. And that's flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a hoodie. Now that is where the world is amazing. You are.
I agree with you.
Yes, that's the greatest place to live in the world.
Here's why. Even if you get a little chill, you just pull up the hoodie and you hide. And then they can say whatever they want. You can walk out, show it off, show a little leg action, get my flips going, and pull that hoodie up. And exit stage left.
The only drawback is when you're walking around like that, you always get asked where to buy weed. I don't understand that, but that's what it is.
All right, so on Twitter, it's Team Katie at 66%.
It's interesting. This keeps happening. It's almost exactly flipped.
It's opposite.
On Twitter, it is 62% pro Team Katie. On Facebook, it is 59% pro Team Rob. So
we have nothing. Wow, that's a split. Oh,
I think we have, though. I think the situational conversation has opened the door to Katie believing that it's okay for Rob to wear them in certain situations as long as Rob wears something different to look a little dressier.
Fresh 402, I'm going to summarize what he said on a tweet, and it's a really good one.
Okay.
If she's not happy with what he's wearing, have her listen to our last date or dump him. Because that guy's shirt was way worse.
Yeah.
E to D shirt
that he was wearing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. See? Well,
are you guys both willing maybe to attempt that compromise where if it's a nice restaurant, you put on a real shirt?
Just say no, Rob.
Or something a little more situationally appropriate. But, Katie,
back,
you accept the bro tanks and cargo shorts and flip flops in other situations?
Sun's out, guns out.
Rob says no.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes,
listen, I love my wife, just to be clear, right? Yeah. I mean, we're good. We're cool. And as we age, what we really find out is we're going to die one day. And if I'm not wearing my cargos and my flips and my tank bro top until I die, I mean, think of the time I missed on this earth living my life the way I wanted to. Right? Serious. I love like you, Katie, but come on now.
You should probably go somewhere warmer.
You guys are
missing like 5 months of possible bro tank weather.
That's just true. Plan on like the 21st, 23rd, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of June. Come hang out with us at Stampede and bring all of your bro tanks.
We'll be there. I swear we will. Right, Katie? We're good.
Yeah, and I'll be there in my pajamas.
There you go.
Hey,
that's not an uncommon thing. We have seen onesies down at Country Stampede, so feel free to bring your footy pajamas. And thank you both very much for being a part of the show.
We love your show, you guys. Thank you for helping us solve our marital issues.
Thank you very much.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
All right, you can let us know your thoughts as well. Continuing on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you need our help with any couples issues, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, brought to you by Max Muff.